Meeting is now being recorded.
Brenda, did we lose you?
I apologize. Yes, you did. I need to unmute my line. I just wanted to welcome everyone to the SSR2 Review Team Plenary Call Number 45 on September 27th, 2018 at 1400 UTC. Attending the call today is Alan, Eric, Carrie, Lauren, Mr. Matagoro, Norm, Rom, Russ, Denise, and Kave, and we do have a phone number from 1425. Can you identify the last four numbers, 1425? Please identify your name. Okay, I'll look that up momentarily. And from ICANN.org, we have Jennifer, Nagar, Steve, and Brenda. At this time, Navid is joining us at this moment. We have no observers that I'm aware of at this time. We have apologies from Boban. The meeting is being recorded. Please state your name for the transcript, and I'll turn the call over to Russ. Thank you.
Okay, I think the first item is to confirm that everyone has heard from Constituency Travel. If anyone has not heard, please speak up. Okay, are there any additional announcements from staff about the Barcelona trip?
Hi, Ross. It's Jennifer. If I may, just a couple of things. So first being, as far as I'm aware, there's two members of the review team that will not be attending in person. That might change, but those are the latest numbers that I have. And secondly, I did send a note to the list this morning or whatever time of day it might have been for you regarding the engagement session. So we're trying to find a better time than the time that is currently scheduled because there are some conflicts. So we're working with meetings team and we'll keep the team posted on options. Thank you.
Okay. I see that... we have a new dial-in person. I don't know who that is.
It may be me. This is Denise. I got disconnected and called back in.
Ah, okay. From 650 area code?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I think that... we will have to figure out on a future call exactly how we want to break the time up in Barcelona, but I think that's all we need to do on that right now. Last week, we started going through the SSR1 recommendations and taking notes. We skipped one because we felt that the questions that had not yet been answered were really important to get answers before we do, but we did two and three, and we took notes on what our response will be there. Looking at what we have at number four, I see we have four outstanding questions regarding number four, so I suggest we skip that until we get those answered and instead turn to number five, which has no outstanding questions. Anyone have a preference for another approach? Okay, hearing nothing. And Steve, today's your birthday?
Yes, thank you all. It's a notable one. It's 50.
I knew I liked you. Today is my birthday as well.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday to you.
Surprise.
Happy birthday? I mean, we can't really sing on this.
No.
Happy birthday to you, too.
I didn't realize we had a collision. Birthday paradox thing going on there. Okay. All right, we have another person joining from 3101.
I joined a while ago. It's Casey. I don't know if that's me.
Okay. Yeah, I don't see you listed elsewhere, so that must be it. Okay, so we're turning to recommendation 5. Talks about. Go ahead.
Sorry, it's Jennifer. I just wanted to mention as well that all the questions for recommendation 1 have now been answered, so that's reflected here in the new document that's in the Adobe Connect room. I also just wanted to mention that for the review team members on the leadership call, there was a request to add the questions and answers into this document, so that's why it's a little bit more lengthy than it was before, but happy to take suggestions if this doesn't work. Just let me know and we can adjust the format of it.
Right. I asked her to do that because on the call last week I was flipping back and forth between the questions document and the table and trying to figure out which ones had outstanding questions. So I know I haven't read the answers to question 1 since we just got them, so I suggest we don't go back to that just yet. If I'm the only one who hasn't read them, speak up and we'll do that. Okay, I'm not hearing anybody encourage that, so we'll add that to your reading for prep for next time. And we'll turn to recommendation 5, which ICANN tells us they implemented in 2 phases. So the question is, did those 2 phases of the implementation have the intended effect? I'm not seeing any hands or any typing. Go ahead, Carrie Ann.
The only thing that occurred to me, the recommendation asked that it be, I guess, continually used.
I can barely hear you. I don't know.
Can you hear me now?
No.
No.
Let me adjust the mic volume. Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you like you're whispering.
Hear you like you're whispering.
Anyone else have the same problem, or is this on Russ's end?
People are typing.
They cannot hear you.
Okay, I'll try and type in the chat, and probably ask for dialogue.
Okay, while she's typing, does anyone have anything else to say about recommendation 5?
Hey, Russ, this is Eric. Just as a procedural question, a lot of the answers to the questions in the table here are references to other things. So, you know, for example, like right now on the call, we'd have to sort of click on the link and go follow through. I mean, the answer is sort of like, you know, given in slide 13 to 15 of this previous presentation. So do we want to sort of review those in line, or do we want to say, you know, based on that answer, we can't really say, or how should we procedurally do this with the recommendations?
Well, we asked that these recommendations be reviewed before, and this table was sent out, so I was hoping that part of the reading had been done. But if you feel after that review you can't tell, then that's worth noting in our response. If you feel it was adequate, then we just note that, and that's what we say in our response.
Just a procedural question.
All right. Lauren?
Right. So this is Lauren. So essentially, I think we had a very similar discussion last week, at least if I remember it correctly, and that is coming back to like the problem of measurement. So here we see, okay, we have like an implementation report, or we have our CSSR2 briefing as an example, and it says, well, it's pages 23 to 27. And this is very high level. So again, it's a question of how much measurement do we require? So we do see evidence that some stuff has been happening, right? Are we happy with this? Should we make a note of, like, you know, we had somewhat limited data, but it seems things are happening. And I'm kind of coming back to this because I think, like, this appears to be a more general problem that they'll be facing again and again and again. And I'm just wondering what level is appropriate here, and what level of, like, depth are we happy with?
Right, I agree. Carrie Ann is saying something complementary to what you're saying in the chat. She's saying her only concern is that she can't tell whether this is continually used in the SOP as of today.
So I think that essentially the same problem, that it's just like we can see stuff happen on a high level, for example, but we cannot assess like what actually happened like further down the line because we just don't have visibility. So I'm not sure how we can say if this had the effect or not.
Okay, Eric?
So just to sort of, you know, at the risk of imputing something to what Lauren and I believe Carrie Ann are saying, are that it sounds like we can't say that the implementation, we can not say that we know that the implementation had the intended effect, because in reviewing the material, it's sort of very perspective. So that might be our finding.
So this is Lauren again. Essentially, that is my question. Like, how far do we go? Do we say, oh, we cannot really assess it? Or as a team, we say, we cannot really assess it, so we need to kind of go back and try to at least get better visibility of something like that. And I'm just breaking this up, coming in with this here, because I think this will happen again and again and again, and we might want to, not in this call, but maybe on list, think about what are our requirements as a, at which point are we happy? Because I think
so.
I'm back to this.
So, Lauren, I think you're absolutely right, and I think the degree to which we choose to dig into it has to do with the next row, which is this still relevant, and if so, what further work is needed, and then why or why not? So what we've come to the conclusion is we can't tell if the SOP additions were enough. We just can't tell from where we sit. So are we going to say this is still relevant and needs more work, or are we just going to leave it at that?
This is Casey. So this is where we're getting to the issues I had with the question at the beginning, and I said, okay, well, let's do 5 recommendations and see where we are. So I guess we're kind of at a good number. Because I think this is where we need to try to characterize the perhaps subtle, perhaps not subtle difference between, is the recommendation written in a way that is amenable to measurement? That, because I'm trying to put myself in the head of ICANN staff, trying to prove that you've done this, and I wonder if it's not clear to me, and I wonder if it's clear to other people, what would constitute a good set of bullets in this box to make us think, oh, yes, that's been done. Like, could we come up with it? Or is it the problem is that the recommendation is written in a way that it's very hard for anybody to do that, so it's obviously going to be hard for us to evaluate it. But those are two different things.
So what I hear you asking is, was this written in a way that we or anyone else could measure?
Yes, correct. Could measure the progress toward accomplishing. Yes. Which is different from, did it have the intended effect or is it still relevant now?
Right, right. Which is in addition to, as I think, is how I'm interpreting your question.
Correct. Exactly.
Okay. Carrie, is that an old hand or do you, are you going to try and talk again? Okay, Eric and then Lauren.
Hey, Russ, thanks. So I really want to resonate with what I think I hear Lauren and Casey saying, but I'll sort of, from my perspective, maybe I'll say something that causes them both to jump up and down and say that's not what we said. But regardless, I resonate with that. I think my perspective, and this is based on what I recall from various people saying things on the team for a while now, is that, you know, we're really not supposed to do a whole lot of, like, you know, this is how it should be done, we're going to do the work, we're basically a review team, right? So I think, you know, hopefully that's something most people agree with, because I think that's what I heard before. But when we come to a recommendation that can't be measured, then I think our assessment is sort of like, it's obvious that we can't assess it. You know, I think if we were to come up with like a framework to do the extra work, I don't think that that's within bounds. Now, clearly, if we are able to come up with a way to do a measured assessment of something, then I think we should do that. We should document it. But my two cents, and I'd love to hear the team's feedback on this. This is just my perspective, is that when we come to a recommendation that we can't evaluate as being implemented, then that's our finding. We tried. We were not able to evaluate this. So, for example, if they said, we're going to try and do great justice in the Internet, then we would get to that and say, we couldn't find a way to evaluate that. And that's our finding. So we can't say that it was successful. If they say, we tried to do great justice, and so we came up with an empirical measure of that and we measured it over the last 5 years, and here are our results, then we could say, oh, yeah, well, we could look at that and come to agreement or disagreement. But I think our function, I think, to sort of walk the fine line is, I think Casey's exactly right, but I don't know how much of that falls on us. I think we should sort of do best effort, and I think my perspective is we should have the title to say we weren't able to measure this, so we can't say it was implemented or something that makes sense in that context.
But Eric, I agree with what you said, but I think there's a second part to that, and that is then we have to assess whether it's still relevant and important and whether we should write a measurable recommendation or we say, things have changed since then, just moving on without a recommendation.
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, I just walked past that. I was just talking about the first part. Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Okay. Lauren?
So, yes, I think this is Lauren for Equatory. I think what Eric's saying is correct. Like, some stuff we just cannot assess, and then we have to say, okay, look, we cannot do this. But I think the questions raised by Carrie-Anne, by Casey, I think the problem remains in that I think we need to establish at least a bit of an idea of how far we go. So, for example, we have something we cannot really assess. We recognize we cannot really assess it. Is it sufficient for us to just say, look, we cannot assess it? Or how deep do we go before we say we cannot really assess it, but we see some evidence here? And then, as you rightly said, Russ, then we have to think about what do we do going forward. So this is why I'm like trying to say, like, I don't disagree with what Eric says, and sometimes we will have to say, look, this is just, we cannot do it. But at the same time, we have to kind of have a level of investigation as a team that we need to take it. Yes, exactly, Carrie-Anne, thank you. What you wrote in the chat is like, how do we do this? How much do we want ourselves to check before we say, okay, we tried, we found something, and this is it.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is no one speaking against the approach that says this wasn't written in a measurable way. We can tell that these additions were made to the SOP, but we can't tell whether they had the intended effect. So now we need to answer the second question. Is this something that's still so relevant today we need to make a recommendation? Okay, I see Denise.
Yeah. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
So, broadly, these recommendations were not written, don't seem to be written in a way that were immediately or obviously measurable. And staff doesn't seem to have created an implementation plan for these recommendations that proposed measurable results. And so for many of the recommendations, we're left with anecdotes and activities to assess whether there was implementation and whether it had some impact. So I think, you know, we're seem to be coalescing around a meta recommendation that that both the recommendations be written in a way that's more measurable and that staff actually do an implementation plan that includes metrics and clear objectives that can be measured, and then write an implementation report that against that. So I think that would be useful. Having said that, I think in recommendation 5 there is a number of activities that have occurred that seem to be useful. And from my perspective, using their SSR responsibilities to define and maintain working relationships and articulating in their regular reporting how these relationships are helping them achieve their SSR goals is worthwhile and should be continued.
It's Casey again. I just think that there's a missing logical hop if you go from was it measurable enough to assess or to is it still relevant today or is further work needed? Because I think there's a possible box in the flowchart there that says a more measurable version of this might be relevant today, and here's what it would be or not.
What I took Denise to say is that in our write-up, we should say that the things that did take place were useful, and just because we're not writing a new recommendation doesn't mean you should stop doing those.
Yeah, this
also
is Denise.
True.
I mean, thank you for restating that. I think separate from this, I think the team may want to explore another recommendation about ICANN's working relationships to advance ICANN's SSR goals, which may be a bit out of this discussion. But I want to make sure that, in my perspective, the team should not dismiss assessing recommendations because they weren't, you know, written in a SWOT format and staff did not provide any clear objectives and measurements. I think there's worthwhile work that that staff and community has done here that would be useful to consider and assess. And I think you know, we've already committed to writing measurable objectives in the future. And I think we need to recommend that staff do measurable implementation plans as well. But I would like to make sure we consider carefully the work that staff has done and its utility. Thanks.
Lauren, do you want to say the things you're typing in the book here?
Yes, happy to. So essentially, I'm just wondering, I can see there's a lot of discussion about it, so people care. So I'm just wondering, do we want to go to Lyft and essentially say, okay, we establish a kind of protocol. So we check question A, say yes or no. Then we do question B. You know that essentially we have like a rubric by which we assess, and we could do something along the lines of saying, look, this is a recommendation we cannot assess at all because there's no data. It's one outcome. Then we can say this is something where we cannot assess in full, but we have some evidence of what happened. So it's like a kind of so-so. And the third option is, okay, this is a recommendation where we could actually find like detailed evidence that we can deal with. For example, and I'm just wondering, do we as a team kind of want to have that kind of baseline and agree on that baseline to make stuff simpler going forward? That's essentially my question. So by the way, also I'm happy to kind of go ahead and hold a pen on this if that is a problem. I'm just thinking it might be good to have some form of friendly.
So Lauren, Carrie, and ask whether we should try and restate this recommendation. And I would add to that, I think we should only do that if we think it's still relevant and further work is needed. So that is an aspect of assessment we need to do, whether either it's overcome by events and it was relevant when SSR1 was done and is no longer relevant, or we feel that it's a place where even if the recommendation was done, further work is needed. And I don't think we want to write recommendations just, you know, one for one for everything that's in here without saying, yep, more work's needed, and there's consensus that more work's needed.
Absolutely. I just, like, what I'm trying to say, and I think KC went in the same direction, is that, you know, this is like a stepwise process in my eyes, right, where we start with, you know, what do we have, and then we assess, and then we have to say, is this done? If it's not, then we don't have to do anything, right? But if it's still relevant, then we have to think about that. So I don't think we necessarily have to restate everything, right? It's more a question of, you know, what do we do in these cases? And that's why I was wondering, do we want some kind of discussion on this, or like have some form of like a baseline document of questions we want to go through? That's all.
Okay, so does anyone advocate that we write a follow-on recommendation about further work?
No, I have my hand up, so I'll just jump in. I was going to speak to that. I think that my personal opinion is that would be a mistake, and the reason is that, one, and this is just my perspective, so I'm happy to, you know, hear if people disagree and to go with the team's overall perspective on this, but, you know, one, this is just one of the several things that the team has to do in our review. And, you know, if we were to sort of retort or enhance the recommendations of SSR1, I think we should be informed by them. But our job is to come up with recommendations that are valid today. And so certainly if some of them have, you know, sort of, you know, long-term value and we want to carry them forward in our recommendations, I think that's great. But I think we're getting very narrowly focused on what was done, you know, many, many years ago. And we're conflating it with what we think should be done today. I do think, you know, is the recommendation still relevant today is a good commentary on each of these recommendations. But the extent to which we start to then evolve them or enhance them. I think our time is better spent looking at the SSR review charter that we have and going over that more holistically. Maybe then it makes sense to come back and look at these recommendations and see if, after we've done our full review, whether we want to put them in the broader context of what we've found. And, you know, maybe there's pure gold here. But I think if we start off by iterating on them now, we, all, among other things, risk a confirmation bias. But we certainly are spending a lot of time on these instead of on the other review items that come after the SSR one. So my two cents would be, I think we should do a targeted review of these recommendations. We should fill out very concisely the questions that we've laid out for ourselves. Did they? Is there? And then we should move on to the other things, and then we can always circle back when we do our recommendations. That's my two cents.
Lauren?
Yes, so this is Lauren. I'm totally happy with that. Like, all I'm saying is we should agree as a team to do it in a certain way, and so we kind of don't have the problem every week where it's like, how far do we go to assess this? So I'm totally happy to essentially just say, like Eric said, like, let's focus on the future and that's it. And if the team is happy with that, that's great. I just think we should have an agreement on what we do. That's all. So I'm not saying we have to do a crazy assessment every time. I'm just saying we need this, like what Eric said, it's fine. We just have to say, yes, this is what we do and this is how we act every time. And that's it.
Okay.
So essentially just to ensure consistency. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, we just have to be consistent in what we do. And that's all.
This is Casey.
Go ahead.
So, Eric, thank you, Eric, for adding that point, which helps me say what I mean, which is I agree. We can't go back and rewrite all these. That's why I felt like the question was missing, because I think it's incomplete to just say, is it relevant or not today, or was the recommendation implemented? I think then it because I read the CCRT report, and the CCRT report says that the things were only partially implemented, that's a finger pointed at ICANN. It says you didn't do the right thing. You didn't do a sufficiently good job. And I don't think there's room in these questions, as they're currently stated, for, you know, they did as good as I could do if I were trying to measure progress towards this or something like that. Like, I think there needs to be some, because we keep coming up, and we're only at recommendation 5, with was the recommendation amenable to a measurement. And if there's some way we can have that aspect of it, or maybe we just, as Lauren says, consistently get it every time we talk about relevance, the measurability aspect, it's just not the same dimension as relevance. So whatever is a way that we can be consistent about that, capture this issue that I'm concerned about, and not rewrite every recommendation, I'm happy with.
Eric?
I think that sounds perfect. I think, you know, Casey, I don't know, I really appreciate you bringing that more clear. I think I failed to see it as clearly before as I see it now. So, I mean, would adding just a sort of a sub row or a row between the two of, say, basically like, you know, our view of the recommendation itself or something like that, sort of say like this recommendation did not lend itself well to measurement. So, you know, or something so that we can basically say it wasn't implemented, but who could implement it? Like something like that?
Maybe. I mean, unfortunately, I don't have the answer here. I just have the question. Because I want to capture Denise's comment that, well, maybe they could have done more to create some kind of framework about measurement themselves. If we think that, but that's sort of subtle. Like for some recommendations, I might think they could do that and some maybe not. And I think we're going to get into too many weeds if we try to go there. So I'm not sure the right way to approach this. I'm sorry to bring a problem and not have the solution, but I'm happy to go with rough consensus on what other people think about capturing this issue.
Well, what I'm hearing people saying is the recommendation was not written in a way that was possible to measure. However, useful activities were done, and that ICANN should continue to report on how relationships meet the SSR goals. But it's really hard to tell if the SOP is being used throughout ICANN. That said, we're not going to write a further recommendation. Is that what people are saying?
So I kind of wonder if what we're saying is that when a recommendation is written well and, you know, the implementation we can address, we're not really in a position, we're not really of a mind to say anything like, oh, it was a really well written recommendation. I think we're mostly talking about the negative. It's like when we get to recommendation that looks a little bit hard to evaluate or hard to even decide how to implement, we kind of feel like we should say something. So in the event that we only want to say something for the second of those two cases, it may not mean we have to phrase the question, but in looking what we have, did the implementation have the intended effect? And if we wind up saying no, and says, well, how did you conduct the assessment? That could be the part where, you know, and this would be something we'd have to agree to just as a convention on the team. But that's where we could say, this recommendation did not lend itself well to being implemented or evaluated. Therefore, we were not able to, blah, blah. I mean, we could give the out there instead of just saying
right. It
wasn't implemented. So in a sense, if all we're doing is outlining the negative of the two cases, then maybe we just have to be diligent about putting that in the box that we have.
Well, I think the point that useful activities did take place is the way of saying, while we can't say if it had the full intended effect, we don't think it was a waste of time, but we're moving on. Is how I interpreted what the group said. Go ahead, Casey.
So one more thing. When you read the CCIT report, and lots of people are going to read the report in this way, recommendation one, was it implemented? Recommendation two, was it implemented? Recommendation three, partially implemented. Recommendation four. That's how I first read the CCIT report. Like, okay, how many of these did the date take a pass at? It looks like we're going to have more than two answers, or three answers. We have yes, no, partially, and then we have a fourth answer, maybe a fifth, which is we don't want to say they did do it. We don't want to say they didn't do it. We want to say something else. And that's why I'm worried about the current set of questions having yes or no answers and not covering this issue. We're going to think about the people who are going to just read the report for the binary or ternary answer about each recommendation. What are those answers going to be? What are the classes of answers we're going to allow?
I agree. There's got to be gray area. Carrie Ann? Carrie Ann, if you're talking, we can't hear you. In fact, you're muted.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, this is Matogoro.
Yes.
Yeah, to the best of my understanding, I think we need to go through each recommendation. And I remember from the previous session, staff declared that some of these recommendations were too broad. And what we can do as the review team is that we just go through the interpretation of ICANN staff and assess the extent to which the interpretation has been implemented. And from that direction, we can also have, we can be in a position of having exactly what we need to recommend. So I think that should be my view on this discussion. Thank you.
Okay, I seek hands from Carrie Ann, Eric, and Lauren. Carrie Ann first.
Hi, I did a dialogue. I hope you could hear me better now.
Yes, much better.
I agree with Matagoro. I also agree with Casey. But Casey, I think what you said and what Lauren said, the only caution I have regarding that gray area, I would be hesitant to try and rewrite the recommendation to improve on it, to rewrite the recommendation to make it better, even if it's ambiguous, only because we were not there to see all the information. So without consulting with the SSR1 team to ensure we understood what they meant, and the fact that this was done so many years ago, so even their own memory and recollection, I would rather lean towards just stating that it's not as clear as it could be. We've seen measures being taken. If under our review, we've discovered something very similar, I think we could probably make a nexus to say that maybe this may be connected to the recommendation in SSR1, but these are our recommendations based on our assessment of what we're seeing here, which is why I wasn't sure if you understood what I meant, that the relationship spoken to here, when you look at the table that was developed in the document shared in the link, it's really about how does ICANN relate to all the parties that are part of the SSR, I guess, environment. And when we do some of our reviews that based on the topics we've selected, we may see some relationship gaps as well. And we could refer to that document to see if something was done under that for SOPs for them to actually adopt. And if not, maybe ask for additional relationships to be added to that document. So that's how I kind of see the correlation. I don't know if I'm clear, but I think the message I just want to come across is that I'd be very reserved to try and rewrite or rephrase any of the SSR1 recommendations.
I totally agree.
Eric, then Warren.
Okay, I have a proposal, and it's based on what I think I hear people saying, and so I put the caveat there that maybe I'm misunderstanding. But how about this, taking a page out of building database schemas? Let's have, potentially, this is my proposal, we have a table. So as Casey said, some people can go through the table, yes, no, maybe so. Let's have a table of the recommendations we were able to assess. Let's have another table of recommendations we were not able to concisely assess, so that you look at one table and you get your yes, no answers. And maybe's too. I don't know. And for everything where we thought there was just too much mud in the water to do a straightforward yes, no, or maybe even a maybe, we have another table. And the table basically will be implicitly indicting certain recommendations as not great recommendations without actually saying that. These are the sort of the wild card recommendations. There's a couple things I think makes that might be beneficial to this from this approach. One, we probably don't want to get in the business of saying SSR1 or previous review team didn't do a good job, but we're kind of looking at recommendations, and it sounds like a lot of us think maybe they didn't do a great job on all of them. So it will sort of underscore that when review teams do reviews and they produce recommendations that may not sort of stand up when new review teams have to pick up the new mantle, then it'll fall on, hey, we're a new review team, and we don't get what the old review team was talking about. We weren't there, to Carrie Ann's point, but we don't have to say it was bad or we're going to do it different. We'll just say we couldn't really figure it out, and we're trying. So if we have a table saying, here's what we could evaluate, and here's our evaluation, and another table that says, not really sure this was our best effort, I think there's a pretty clear message there, and it keeps people from doing a low-pass filter and missing our signal.
Lauren?
Yes, this is Lauren. I think essentially I wanted to propose something very similar, and just coming from a different perspective. When we go recommendation by recommendation, I think it just makes sense to say, well, you know, just state in there first, like, we could measure, not measure, to some extent measure the intended effect. And that's it. I mean, I think that's a very good procedure, and it's just like, I think it's essentially what Eric said as well, it's just in a different type of ordering. And I think that would work, and I would be happy with that.
Okay. What I heard Eric propose is breaking them into two tables, easy to measure, not easy to measure, and then when easy to measure, saying whether it was fully implemented partially or not at all. And what I hear Lauren proposing is just going through them, but as the first sentence about each one, saying whether it was possible to measure or not. Carrie Ann?
Sorry, can I just reply to this question?
Sure.
Yes.
Go ahead.
No, I think essentially, like, to me, both of this is the same, right? It's just how we present it. I think if we present a final report, we probably have to do them in order, and then we would have to write it. But obviously, for us doing the tables that Eric proposes are probably easier to do. I just think in the final presentation, we might have to stay in the order that recommendations are given.
Carrie Ann, your hand's up. Is that an old one?
No, it's a new one.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm happy for Lauren's clarification. Eric, I agree with you that we need to have some separation of which ones we think we could have measured and which ones we couldn't. The only caution I would give to the team from just where I sit is to split it in such a clear table. And if someone else, let's say from SSR1, picked up that table, they probably said, no, 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 you guys got that completely wrong. I'd rather it be, when we do present it, even if we do a working table to kind of help us sort it as we go along, I'd rather when we actually write up the report to lean towards what Lauren said in terms of it would be like an introductory statement for each of them, just to say that, hey, we reviewed this. We tried to see if it was measured or not. This is what our assessment was. But to split it into clear tables, I think we may have a few hit or misses, and I think we'll be able to cover ourselves better by having it written in a paragraph in terms of what we think about rather than a clear divide like that. As I say, it might be good for a working document to help us write, but I think both Lauren and Eric are saying the same thing. It's just a presentation, as Lauren pointed out, I'd be more cautious about.
Okay, Lauren supporting that in typing. So we have about 10 minutes left today. I think we have collected our thoughts on recommendation 5. Based on how long that took, we don't have time to do another one. And what I'd like to propose is that going forward for next week, that we do a doodle and we ask people to pick a recommendation that they will prepare a straw man response for the group to consider, and that basically everybody does pick, say, 2, and then if no one has picked a particular recommendation, we can assign a name so that everybody's got some work to do, and maybe by having someone present a proposed straw man, we can go through these more quickly than just saying, well, what do people think? Does that seem like a reasonable thing to do for next week? Okay, then I'm going to ask staff to prepare a doodle with just the recommendations, and so then people can check the ones that they want to take the lead on for presenting the straw man, and we'll go through them hopefully more rapidly that way. Okay. Turning back to the agenda then, I think we just did the next steps for handling recommendations. Is there any other business we need to cover today?
Ross, I have a hand up. It's Kerry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see it. Go ahead, Kerry.
Just a response to Matagura's comment. Matagura, I think when we each pick whatever recommendation we'd work on, I recommend, as you probably pointed out, we should take into account the work done by the previous subgroup. I think it would just be kind of, instead of, it's more like a recommendation to everyone that whenever you do pick one to kind of start with it. I don't know if everyone saw Matagura's comment in the chat room.
Yes, that was the intent, that and the responses to the questions when we get them together. Okay, not seeing any more hands. Jennifer, can you walk us through the action items?
Sure. Thank you, Russ. So the two action items I just captured there are staff to prepare a doodle poll of the SSR1 recommendations and then review team members to select which recommendations they wish to take the lead on developing a straw man proposal for.
Yes. And on that doodle, please leave off the 3 that we have done.
Okay.
We'll just mark them as done and not up for picking.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We're going to end a couple minutes early then, because I'm sure we cannot get through another recommendation in 7 minutes. So, thank you very much for joining. And Denise, you're raising your hand. Go ahead.
Yeah, just a really quick note, since we're trying to move through these recommendations more expeditiously, I count around 30 or so questions that haven't been answered and also have a target date for when they when staff expects to answer them. I would just once again reinforce how important it is for staff to prioritize these questions from 2017 and at least provide a target date of when they will be answered so we could then plan our assessments accordingly. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Happy birthday, Steve.
Thanks. You too, Russ.
All right. Goodbye.
Happy birthday to both of you. Goodbye.